Hello, everybody, and welcome. My name is Avid Cortez.
And my name is Josias Flores, and this is our podcast, Cinema Theology. And Cinema Theology is the place where movies meet Christianity in a systematic way. Now, my friend and I decided to start this podcast because we saw a need in our
current
circles.
Wait. Are we friends, though?
Are we friends, though? I thought we were friends. Dito, what happened?
I don't know. It's just like, why did you suddenly assume we're friends?
Well, you would think after years of knowing you, we'd consider friends, but I guess I'm mistaken, right? So, hold on, back up. Why are we not friends? When did we first meet, and what does it constitute to have a friendship?
Okay, well, just to remind you, we both met at Andrews University. We were both studying religion. At the time, you were also doing family studies. Uh-huh. And I remember we started having really interesting conversations surrounding science, surrounding the classes we were sharing together. And ultimately, one of our favorite topics that we discussed was actually the meaning of movies.
Right. Yeah, but see, throughout that whole experience, and you're right, you know, we started bonding over analyzing things, especially movies. But I thought we were friends. I mean, you had me over at your house a few times, man. Like, what's going on?
So what? I have a bunch of friends at my house over, you know? It doesn't make you special.
There you go. You said a bunch of friends over. Boom. I made it. I am your friend. Good. We can move on with the program. So talk a little bit more about yourself, Dito. Who are you? What's your background? Where do you come from? Just let us know a little bit more about you.
Well, as I mentioned, my name is Adit Cortez. I was born and raised in Mexico. I come from a pastoral family. I did my undergrad at Andrews University, which, as many of you know, is an Adventist university. I studied both religion and music there. So that basically it's my academic career so far.
Great. And what are you doing now?
That's true. I am a associate pastor working in the New Jersey Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Great. So it's interesting because, thanks for asking. It's interesting because I have a very similar journey. Dido, Hadid, I call him Dido, it's his nickname. It's also a pastor's son like I am. And so I grew up as a pastor's son. I grew up in Venezuela for a part of my life, then moved to the United States. And we actually met at Andrews where I studied religion and family studies. And so a little bit of similarities there. And once I graduated, I accepted a position in the Carolina Conference of Seventh-day Adventists as a pastor. And I'm currently an associate pastor as well in Asheville, North Carolina. And so that's a little bit more about me. I love soccer. I love watching movies. I generally just like chilling and being at home and on my couch on Netflix. I'm not going to lie. And so that's a little bit more about me. So, Dito, tell me, why do you want to do a podcast about movies? Like, really, there's a lot of people that talk about movies. Why do we need to start a podcast about movies?
Well, personally, my love for movies comes in part from my family, because one of our favorite activities to do together was watch movies. And I learned to analyze movies on a deeper level after I worked as a photographer. I learned what was a good shot, what was a bad shot, what certain shots mean, you know, that type of stuff. I started like watching more videos and reading up on how movies are made, and I realized that there's one thing I really love, which is analyzing film. And my parents knew that. And you know, you might expect some parents to be like, you know, you can't watch movies, you shouldn't like movies this much. I don't know, something like that. But what actually my mom and my dad did with me and my sister actually was also that they made us think about the things that we were learning in movies. You know, whenever we watched a movie that had some shady subject matter or some complicated morals, my parents would make us think about what the movie was actually saying through the images and through the language of filmmaking. And I think the way I was taught to watch movies is kind of different from what many Christians are doing out there, because some people may say Christians are not supposed to watch secular media, and those that believe that it's okay to watch secular media may take movies a little bit lightly. But believe it or not, I think movies are an important art form today because movies tell us about what are the main ideas that are circulated in society. Mm-hmm. And I think just like the Apostle Paul was aware of what the Greek philosophers were saying, you know, Stoicism, Epicureanism, all that stuff. He quoted some of their philosophers in Acts. We should also be aware of the ideas that are circulating out there and how they're being circulated. But also, I think that film is something that brings people together, whether it be people who love analyzing them, just like mm-hmm. you and me, or whether it's people who share a fandom for a certain character or a franchise, let's say Batman or the MCU. And I think that's a good way for us to get in contact with people we may not be able to reach otherwise, you know?
Yeah, I think that's powerful. I think you touch at a principle that in Christianity is important, especially when we talk about mission and reaching out to other people. And that's that we need to understand the cultural context of a group of people in order to appropriately connect with them. And to say that in our society, we can connect with people outside of the realm of media, specifically movies, is kind of naive, especially considering the fact that, for example, theater attendance is growing, right? And movies more than ever before are bringing in money. And it's important to then connect with that level of society. Let me talk a little bit more about my background with movies then as well. And we'll move on from here. And for me, I think it also started with my grandfather. You know, my grandfather lived in Caracas, the capital of Venezuela, just, you know, about 20 minutes away from where I used to live when I was growing up. And at home, I didn't have a TV. We didn't really have a TV at my house. And so the only place I was really exposed to cartoons and movies was at my grandfather's house. One of my uncles lived in the United States and would send my grandfather movies, especially sci-fi movies, periodically. And so my father would take my brother and I over and we'd just sit there and watch a movie. I remember watching The Phantom Menace, the Star Wars movie, the prequel, right, that everyone hates because it's like the worst one. I remember sitting there watching that and just blown away.
No, Attack of the Clones is the worst one.
Okay. Well, there are different opinions. To me, Phantom Menace is my favorite, but that's because I have an emotional connection to it with my grandfather. And okay. That kind of like a spark, you know, something in me like, wow, like some kind of attraction and awe towards this art form. I remember watching Ice Age and Shrek and other more child-friendly movies there as well. But I think that's where it started for me. And so once we moved and I was at a place where I was exposed to TV, I was like soaking it all in and more exposed to movies and watching movies and a lot more into that. So I think that stayed with me through the years. And as I've grown, I think I've just become more aware, hey, there's a lot more going on in movies that I didn't notice before. And I'm curious, you know, the filmmakers have an intent behind what they're doing. They have a message they really want to send. And am I receiving the messages? Do I agree with these messages? What do we do with it, right? Is it okay for a Christian to be watching these things? And I think it's important to dive into it, like you were saying, Dido. So for me, there is a passion for it since I was a child, starting with my grandfather. And now, as I see other young people in my church, you know, teenagers or children, as they're drawn into movies, there are things that I wish they would know as they're being exposed to these things. And I think that's part of the reason why I'm interested in exploring movies in this context, in this podcast.
No, yeah, I think you talked to something very, very important because there, as you say, there's sometimes things in movies that people may not know exactly what it's all about, you know? Mm-hmm. There may be a lot of people who watch movies and simply take it at face value, just what the movie says, but don't really think about the underlying themes like that lie behind some of these like science fiction movies, these superhero movies, these historical movies. So I think it's important for us to, as Christians, to like actually analyze what these movies, what art is telling us. And I think that's part of why we're here, right?
Yeah, agreed. And I think throughout history, I mean, people have looked at art forms and just pondered about what is really being expressed, you know, both the emotions conveyed and the logic behind it, if there is logic behind it. So tell me, though, a little bit more, Dido, about the things that you've seen, like, because I know I've been exposed to other people analyzing movies and talking about movies, and I have kind of been disillusioned by what I've heard. What have you seen from people that have been talking about ways to interpret movies, especially from a Christian perspective?
Well, I would, I'm not sure if I really get your question. Could you rephrase it?
Yeah, yeah. So if have you heard other Christians talking about movies? And if so, what has been your experience with people that try to counsel on movies or analyze themes in movies? What have you experienced in the past?
I see. Okay. Well, for me, there's basically two groups of people that I can think that of that that concern me when we talk about movies. One group may say, I think one group says that we as Christians should not watch secular movies because they contain immoral themes, whether it be violence, whether it be sexuality, whether it be amorality, or simply because there is no God in the worldview of that movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them. The other one may say, you know, movies is just, it's just a game, it's just a pastime, you know, whatever I watch, it's okay, it doesn't really affect me. But I also think that's unwise, and I think there's a there are valid arguments on both sides, probably, but we can have a more balanced conversation when we come together as Christians and talk about these subjects.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think, Josias?
Yeah, I'm going to share some of my frustration, especially coming from the Hispanic Adventist community, right, which is very specific, I guess, subculture or co-culture.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably experienced this growing up some too, Dido, where people say, you know, going to the theaters is looked down upon, is even evil or bad. I remember people used to say that, like, your angels stop at the door if you go into a movie theater, right? Like, they don't go in with you. And I grew up with this idea, and I always got frustrated because the same people that are saying these things just a few months later are watching the exact same movie at their house. And I used to think, like, there was a big disconnect, and I still think this, there's a big disconnect in the way that we're approaching movies, because we're thinking that what's wrong is the location where we watch movies rather than the content of movies. So I think it's very important to analyze what is really the content according to biblical principles. For example, Philippians, I think it's 4:8, where it talks about whatever is good, whatever is true, whatever is pure, whatever is holy, think upon these things. And I think we need to start, at least I would like to be more intentional about analyzing movies through that lens and not just the location, as I've been taught in my culture, but really the content. And so I think that's very important. I remember also when I was in high school, I was presented with documentaries by a group called Little Light Studios. I don't know if you've seen them. And Little Light Studios basically go through different movies. I know they have like a documentary for Disney movies, documentary for like superhero movies, and they analyze and maybe, in my opinion, overanalyze some things that are happening in movies. And then they talk about how all of these are presentations by maybe evil institutions to sway masses into believing or thinking, I guess, evil ideas or demonic ideas in some sense. And while I saw watching those documentaries, I noticed there is more to what is just in the movie itself, right? Like, there is a deeper theme that is going on, but I didn't always agree with their conclusions. And so I thought they took some things too far. Like, for example, in The Matrix, they talked about the two pills and how the red pill is red because it represents like the apple in the Garden of Eden and sin. And I thought, for example, that's way too far, right? It's the color of a pill. And we don't even know if apples, pretty sure apples were not the fruit that Eve and Adam ate in the garden. But it just goes to show that people are out there and they are taking it to an extreme where, for example, I was turned off by what I saw. And I know some of my friends were turned off by that. And I think it doesn't do justice to the movies itself. And so that kind of frustrates me. And I want to have an honest and balanced approach to analyzing these themes.
I agree. That's really interesting. I've never heard that interpretation of The Matrix.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll do our own take on that because it's a fascinating movie to talk about.
Yeah, we'll have to dive into that one at some point. Matrix is, yeah, something I can watch over and over again and keep thinking about it. So let's talk a little bit more about the structure for our podcast. Dido, could you tell us a little bit more about how you see the podcast developing and being structured? Because, I mean, it's pretty broad. How are we going to choose movies? What are we going to talk about, maybe? What are some of our, your visions for this?
Well, part of my vision for this podcast, I think, is that we take movies that most Christians might have seen. Let's take, for example, superhero movies, because superhero movies have a lot of content that you and I, as theologians, can analyze, and as Christians as well. Most importantly, as Christians. And superhero movies are really big right now. I think the Marvel Studios, the MCU, is the biggest moneymaker in Hollywood at the moment. And that probably means that a lot, and if not most, Christians in the U.S. and around the world have seen these movies. But my question is, are young Christians, or young and old Christians around the world, looking at these movies through Christian, through biblical eyes? So part of my vision for us is that we invite people to think about these themes and perhaps open new conversation, new discussions about these movies. You know, make people see something relating to the Bible that they might not have seen before, you know?
Good, good. I'm excited. I'm talking a little bit more about the structure. What Dido and I have been discussing is to take different genres of movies and then just maybe take a month or so and just choose different movies in that genre and just break it down and then talk about it. Specifically, when we're talking about superhero movies, I think there is something in society that craves for the themes that are present in these movies. And so I also, as we talk, I want to dive into like some of the psychology of it. You know, why is this so appealing to people? Why is this such a draw for audiences, young and old? How does nostalgia play into it? Because we see a lot of movies that are coming out now that are playing into nostalgia from their audiences. And so anyway, just going back, every month we want to tackle a different genre and maybe repeat some genres after a while and kind of go from there and just talk about it. We want to hear from you as well.
All right, Josias, for other people who would like to leave a comment or a suggestion for us, where can they find us?
All right, I'm glad you asked, Dido. That's a great question. Actually, we have three ways that you could contact us. We have Twitter, we have an email address, and we also have Facebook. So our email address is simple. It's cinematheology@gmail.com. Again, that's cinematheology@gmail.com. Easy. Email us your suggestions or your thoughts on our podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Also, our Twitter handle is @cinematheo, and we're just actually working on it. But @cinematheo is our Twitter handle. You can follow us there on Twitter and also reach us there. And we have a Facebook. What's our Facebook, Dido?
Our Facebook is Cinema Theology. Just look it up there in the search bar and it should come up.
Great. Also, I just want to say, if you like our podcast, I know we're just starting, but just leave us a great review and let us know what you think about our podcast. And we love to adjust and make sure we are doing a good job. Anyway.
Right. Also, if you know people who would be interested in listening to our podcast, please share. And on all those platforms. So thank you for listening.